didn't realize that there was something called a Tenant Profile Network Rental Monitor Report. But there is, and it is issued quarterly, and it gives details on tenants who are hiring properties. And jeepers, I know from colleagues who move out of home or come from other parts of the country to Cape Town and are looking for rental property, how very quickly desirable properties go. You know, if you don't grab hold of the to-let situation, I don't, do people still use the Argus, or are they mainly using websites now? I don't know. But the number of tenants who are in a poor payment situation is increasing and has been every quarter for the last 3 years. Sunil Africa is a rentals manager at saproperty.com. Sunil, it is very much a case of considerably more demand than supply in the rental market in Cape Town at the moment, isn't it?
Definitely, John, definitely.
And does that puts the power in the landlord's hand or not?
Not really, because you know what needs to happen? Some landlords get so desperate and then, you know, they just like sort of want to take anybody to not get a rental loss. But the good thing is to listen to your rental agent. That's what we want to get over to the landlords. Listen, because we know what we're doing. We've done this for quite some time. Allow us to do the screening so as to not let you have a rental loss in the future.
What percentage of the market is controlled by rental agents as opposed to being done directly between the owner of a property and the person or persons who want to rent it?
I would say 70-30 at the moment, definitely. 70% agents, 30% owners themselves.
Okay, that means that if you want to rent property, you need to develop a relationship with what? One rental agent or several rental agents?
Look, you can have an open mandate, but make sure that you have the agent that you trust is a good agent that will give you the facts. Look, agents work on commission, so obviously the time factor is important. But it's important that you trust the agent and that they will give you all the factors pertaining to the specific tenant. So all the information, credit checks, affordability, references, all of those things needs to be done. So it's important for the landlord to trust the agent.
And does that happen?
Yes, I've been doing this for 11 years, and my landlords mostly, but you do get the ones that does not listen. And those ones, I can assure you, normally leads into having to apply for an eviction order, lengthy court cases, and them having to spend a lot of money on legal costs.
So, I mean, if the situation at the moment that 80% of tenants are in good standing with their landlords, that means 2 out of every 10 rental properties have the renters in arrears. Is that typically one or two or three? What is the typical arrear time frame?
Normally, it's never good to go in arrears. However, 1 month is fine, but some landlords have 1 to up until 6 months arrears.
And at what point? I mean, if a landlord is working through a rental agent, at what point do you say, I'm afraid you have to start the very long and costly eviction process?
I normally start with, first of all, first month. If the tenant doesn't pay, we have to advise, obviously, the landlord that the tenant didn't pay. A lot of landlords are lenient and say, look, if the tenant has been there 12 months and on month 13 now they have a problem, okay, you can understand. However, a lot of landlords are lenient, you know, and they allow the tenant to stay on to month 2, month 3, it's time for eviction. After month 1, if they haven't paid within the final demand period, it's time to start the process, your notice period, start the legal process.
And typically, how long does that legal process? Because, I mean, inevitably, as people get poorer, as more and more people lose their jobs or have to look for alternative employment, do odd job here, odd job there. I mean, we understand that the economy is in not great shape, and as the economy, then inevitably more and more people are, not because they don't want to pay, it's simply they don't have the money to pay, get into this kind of situation.
Yes, definitely. So that's why it's important to make sure upfront that you've done the screening process properly. And so when it comes to an eviction process, normally, you know, if you had a good tenant for 12 months and on month 13 they run in financial difficulty, those tenants will tell you, okay, I cannot afford it. And they will normally, you know, make a way to get out of the property, get alternative accommodation. It's those people that, you know, month one paid, month two paid, month three they don't pay. Those are the people that's normally dragging the process out. So it's important to make sure that you've done the screening upfront properly.
Sunil Africa, thank you very much indeed. Rentals manager at saproperty.com. I would imagine that there, look, I mean, sometimes it's the tenant that's the problem. Often it is the landlord that is the problem. The landlord is exploiting the fact that there is much greater demand than there is supply, exorbitant rents, and then poor maintenance of the properties which have been rented. I'm sure those are huge issues as well.